This conference is being recorded.
Hello. So, as you guys probably just heard, this conference call is being recorded, which is just good for you to know. This is definitely a time for people to share their own stories and ask questions. You just need to know that the call itself is being recorded. So, my name is Sheva Kaur, and I am the CEO of a company called Fiera. Excuse me for just 1 second. Yeah, I'm teaching a teleclass right now, actually. Thank you so much, Jen. I also am the executive director of a nonprofit organization called the Fiera Foundation. We have a number of projects under our umbrella. One of them is a program for street children in Nicaragua. And we have, about 40 people who sponsor individual children down there. So one of them just appeared at my door with a birthday present for a little girl in Nicaragua because my living room is full of stuffed animals. Tomorrow we're doing a big shipment down there for the International Day of Children. But tonight's Heart Start call, which is what all of you are joining now, and I welcome you to, is actually about a different project under the Fiera Foundation umbrella called Save the Soldiers. And in honor of Memorial Day, we are making tonight's Heart Start call the topic, our program for soldiers returning from, especially those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan right now, many of whom are suffering from post-traumatic stress. And we will talk to you more about that as we go. Fiera itself, the word, is a word that we invented here to define a great feeling in your heart, a feeling that you get when you feel aligned with yourself, on your purpose. Sometimes people describe this feeling as knowing without knowing how you know. In other words, Fiera is the opposite of stress. It's feeling fabulous, full of vital energy and purpose and enthusiasm and passion and peace with yourself and with others. And so Fiera has something to do with healing post-traumatic stress, which is why we've started a project specifically for soldiers. And so being Memorial Day, I thought about this when I was on my morning run this morning, that when I was a kid, Memorial Day really just, I didn't even know what it meant. To me, Memorial Day was a chance to get out of school. It was a day off from school, and it was a day when old people walked around wearing funny buttons on their, or funny pins on their, you know, shirts. But I didn't really have any connection at all to Memorial Day having anything to do with remembering people who had died in war or served in wars. And so as I was on my morning run this morning, my connection to Memorial Day, knowing we were going to be doing this call today, was very fresh and alive, having since childhood lived in a war zone myself when I was a teenager, watching people die there. And but mostly today, feeling connected to the fact that we're living in a time of war, and we're oddly more connected to it than ever before. Being able to see footage of it on the evening news every night, which for many people is a source of stress. And we teach people here at Fiera in our beginner workshops how to cope with that, the increased visibility and awareness of war and violence in our world. And at the same time, in other ways, we're more disconnected from it than ever. And yet, we have so many people in the U.S., Canada, we often have people on these calls calling from Ireland and other countries around the world. The war right now in Iraq especially is drawing global attention in a way that, being one of the longest wars in history, many wars haven't. And today, Memorial Day, I was particularly feeling families who've either lost people in the last 5 years or who have people who are overseas right now. And just being aware of how much I wish I could bring them the tools of the heart that we're going to talk about today. That compassion that I was feeling is, in a way, one of the tools. Being able to transform our own concern about our world into compassion for our world has an impact on our physiology, our health, our well-being. So what I'd like you to do is just pause for a moment to, being Memorial Day, remember someone that you really appreciate. And just take a moment to feel your appreciation for that person. And then I'd like you to translate that appreciation. Well, first, actually, you could just notice what happens to your own sensations in yourself when you're appreciating someone. Research that the tools that we teach here at Fiera are based on show that when you go into that state of appreciation, it not only feels good, but it's good for you, for your health, your brain, your body. And so now what I'd like you to do is translate that appreciation you have for someone into compassion for those who have lost people they appreciate. Not pity, not empathy, because those things, sympathy can easily translate into stress for us, and then that doesn't really help others. But true compassion, just like appreciation, turns out to have a very unique impact on our physiology, an impact that creates a distinctly ordered rhythm in the heart, as shown by research at an institute called HeartMath. Fiera is licensed by HeartMath to teach their research, their 20 years of research on stress and reversing stress, and the tools that they've developed out of that. So feelings like appreciation and compassion create a distinctly ordered rhythm in the heart that facilitates improved brain function and immunity, synchronizes your nervous system and hormones. That, by the way, the synchronization of your nervous system is really key and something we're going to talk a lot about today in terms of soldiers who are suffering from post-traumatic stress. The nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, governs 97% of all your body's functions. So synchronizing the autonomic nervous system is key to many other physical things that can go wrong or right in your body. When the nervous system is synchronized and the hormones are balanced through these ordered heart rhythms that get created by Fiera feel-good feelings, which we teach people how to access anywhere, anytime, no matter what's going on around them, even in the midst, as you'll hear Jake's story later in the call, in the midst of mortar attacks. That spells, obviously, improved decision-making, as Jake can attest to. Jake Kubitz, for those of you who haven't seen our email about tonight's call, is a National Guardsman who was recently returned from his deployment in Iraq. He learned the HeartMath system as he was in boot camp and training for his deployment. And so he brought the HeartMath tools with him, the tools that teach people to access this feel-good feeling we're calling Fiera anywhere, anytime. We really mean that anywhere, anytime, as his story attests to, even in the midst of a war. And that then helped to synchronize the nervous system, improve brain function and immunity, and balance hormones. That spells better decision-making on the battlefield, whether your battlefield is your teenager or mortar attacks or a boardroom or an employee that's lost it. And it also spells increased energy and stamina, optimum weight and blood pressure, obviously clearer thinking, decision making, also pain relief and reversal of many of the underlying causes of anxiety, depression, and stress. And all of that is done through internal choices that we can teach people to make without drugs or surgery. So people come to Sierra workshops, trainings, and even these Heart Start calls with all different types of stressors or who have loved ones who are dealing with stressors like health challenges, pain, relationship problems, money issues, eating disorders, career transitions. We work a lot with people who are struggling with addictions very successfully. Also the sequelae of addictions like obesity, anxiety, depression. There are also people who join in on our calls who are looking to get the edge in their performance or maximize their time and energy, people like Olympic athletes, artists and actors, entrepreneurs, executives, people who have to be at the very top of their game. And so whatever brought you to the call tonight, and there will be time at the end of the call for you to ask your own questions or share your own stories, I welcome you, whatever your background is, and I'm happy to say that I have yet to meet someone who couldn't receive tangible benefit from HeartMath's research tools and the FIERA training that is delivering them to the public. So these Heart Start to Your Week calls are our gift back to the community here at FIERA. They're free, and we like to call them a little oasis of positivity where people can tune in and catch the wave of the powerful potential of the heart, both for their own lives as well as for our world. Our goal on these Heart Start calls is to introduce you to a practical how-to in terms of how you could actually start to feel better more often by learning the science and physiology of feeling good, almost the recipe, if you will, for how to feel better. And by looking at what gets in the way of feeling good, i.e. stress, they've been able now to relate upwards of 97% of all doctors' visits directly to the stress reaction. And so learning what gets in the way of feeling good in the form of stress allows us to have practical step-by-step methods as created by HeartMath that can conquer stress and help us to feel better more often and support others to do the same. Now, 20 years of research and 15 years of my own personal experience, as well as in a moment we'll bring Jake on the call, who can share his story of how he took these tools into a war zone to deal with the stress there and prevented himself from getting post-traumatic stress, as so many soldiers who are returning from Iraq are experiencing. That's a lot to cover in 1 hour. So we will cover as much as we can. I welcome your questions. If for some reason you have a question that you don't want to share or have recorded, you can always call me at the end of the call at 310-581-1507 or email me, Sheva, S like Sam, H like happy, E, V, like victory, A, at Fiera, F like fun, Y-E-R-A.com. That's Sheva at Fiera.com. So you can send your questions there as well if we run out of time and they don't get answered. Look at this call as an appetizer, and then we'll also tell you where you can get more information and the whole feast, so to speak. So tonight is really a pleasure for me to bring Jake Kubitz to you. He is a National Guardsman from New York who, and I'll let him tell you more about his own story, but he joined the National Guard as a lawyer because it was the only way that he could moonlight at the law firm that he was working in legally. And he never in a million years expected to be deployed. We'll let him tell us, but it had been decades, if not longer, since maybe perhaps never the National Guard in his state had ever been drafted or deployed overseas. And so he was quite shocked to discover that he was being deployed to Iraq in the middle of a battle. And he was referred to me to learn heart math to take with him, and said that it was the best weapon that he had over there and the only one he brought home with him. I was particularly moved by Jake's experience and the opportunity to work with him because, as some of you know, I found HeartMath myself after suffering from post-traumatic stress for 8 years, having lived in a war zone when I was 19, working with street children there in Nicaragua. And so HeartMath, within 2.5 weeks, reversed my post-traumatic stress symptoms after 8 years of hospitalizations, couldn't help me. And so we're having huge success bringing HeartMath training both to soldiers before they're deployed and especially when they return, in terms of preventing post-traumatic stress from even appearing and reversing the symptoms of post-traumatic stress once it has appeared. And in light of that, I have created a project called SaveTheSoldiers.org, which you can visit at that URL. All one word, SaveTheSoldiers.org, where we are raising money to be able to offer scholarships to HeartMath training programs for soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, and also to be able to train veteran hospitals, VA hospitals, so that HeartMath training can just be a natural part of what they offer soldiers who are having mental health challenges. There are 140,000 soldiers that have been deployed at this point from the U.S. alone into Iraq and Afghanistan, and of those, we know that at least 15 to 20% will come back with severe post-traumatic stress, which means that that will interrupt their ability to function. All of the soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are displaying severe reintegration challenges, which are subtler forms of post-traumatic stress that the HeartMath system has also been proven to help. So on this being Memorial Day, I really, and also an issue that's close to my heart, I wanted to offer this unique opportunity for us to speak with one of the soldiers that has been trained so that he could share his experience. And we're actually, he's been very kind to agree to come on the call, being that this is a passion for him. We're interrupting his Memorial Day dinner with his family, so he asked that I only call him once we're ready to start talking to him. So what I'm going to ask that you guys do while I get Jake on the line is just, again, to take a moment and think about the people that you remember, that you appreciate, whether they're alive or dead. Memorial Day, to me, is really a day to appreciate. It's a day of appreciation of the people that we love, of the people that we've loved, of the people that have made a stand for our values in whatever way they've done that, people that have fought for what's right and true, whether they fought in the way that Gandhi did with nonviolence or whether they fought on the front lines in a war. This is a chance for us to anchor into our values in the heart, which is something that we teach very specifically in the advanced HeartMath curriculum. How does that impact our physiology? Well, it turns out that when we're in alignment with our values and the appreciation of those values and embodying those values and the appreciation of others who have been a stand for them in our world, that changes our physiology, it changes how our bodies work, and it's good for our health, it's good for our ability to think clearly, it's good for our ability to relate with others. All of these things essential, whether you're on the battlefield as a first grade teacher dealing with kids or on the battlefield in Iraq. And so I invite you to just take a moment to, even if you have either mentally note or if you have a pen and paper, take a moment to write down a list of people that you appreciate, people that have been a stand for what you value and what's important to you, people that have made a difference, people that you choose to remember on this day. And I will be right back with Jake. This will be the first Heart Start call we've had where there's a phone ringing on the recording.
Hello?
Jake Kubitz.
Hi, Sheva.
Hello. Welcome. You are online. We have a host of people listening. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight, Jake. I hope we're not interrupting your dinner too dramatically.
Not at all. My pleasure.
So we've just done a brief introduction to what HeartMath is, a system of tools that help people reverse the negative effects of stress that we teach here at our company, Fiera. And I've given them just the smallest background into the fact that you joined the National Guard as a lawyer, never thinking you would be deployed. And so I really thank you for coming on the call because, you know, I see this a lot when your newsletter, HeartMath itself, the Institute of HeartMath, that does the research on stress and the heart and has participated in developing the tools that HeartMath, the training company, as well as Fiera, the training company, are bringing out into the world. They publish a newsletter every month, and so we've written 3 articles about Jake in the newsletter, and I notice when those articles come out, I get a lot of calls from people saying, wow, this helps soldiers with their stress? Well, then do you think it might help me with mine? And so there's something very poignant about people being able to see, okay, if the power of the heart works to keep you centered and clear in the middle of a war zone, then it'll work in traffic.
And I can attest to that.
Probably to both, right?
Yes.
So I don't want to just put you on the spot. I'm happy to ask you questions, but really, Jake, I think the first thing that I would say is if you could just, you know, if you could share anything at all about your experience of the power of your own heart, in the situations that you faced, what would you want people to know?
Well, the most dramatic example would be upon my arrival in Iraq, having been up for about 48 hours straight and being shot at on our way in, arriving to my base, my new home for the next about a year, and being told that I needed to immediately interview with my new boss in a meeting of about 100 people that I didn't know, and halfway through the meeting we got mortared. The mortar landed about 100 yards away from the building, and the shrapnel went off the concrete barriers surrounding the building we were in. And that was sort of that was very stressful.
you're clearly an expert at understatement.
So the fact that I was able to center myself and I had a game plan to deal with the stress allowed me to be successful in that situation and just, you know, do the job that I needed to do and connect with my new boss and just be able to, be in the moment and deal with what I had to deal with. Having a game plan to deal with that stress was awesome. It was an unbelievable tool and allowed me to be successful in that situation and in every encounter that I had while I was there.
It gives trial by fire definitely a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
So how did you center yourself in that situation? I mean, I can just imagine, I can hear people on this call listening and going, listen, if I'm walking into that situation after 48 hours of no sleep, walking into a room full of 100 people that I have to impress and prove that I could do this job or I'm going to get put somewhere that I don't want to be, and then suddenly people are trying to kill me at the same time. It's like, forget this heart stuff.
Well, we had practiced a number of times, and I practiced on my own. centering my breathing and dropping my thoughts into my heart and empathizing with the people around me,
mm-hmm.
and being able to do all of that and having practiced it and being able to do it immediately,
mm-hmm.
It was having a game plan to deal with stress. Like the Army trained me what to do when I'm in a convoy and the convoy gets attacked, or what do you do when there's a chemical attack? They train you on all those things, but they don't train you on, well, what happens when you get into a stressful situation? How do you keep yourself from getting too freaked out that you're not able to do your job? And HeartMath and you gave me a game plan to deal with that, and started practicing it before I got deployed, and it helped me for sure.
You know, I think there's two really important things that come out of the story from my vantage point that you shared. One is, one of the things that makes the HeartMath system so different from other ways of managing our stress is that it can be used on the spot in the middle of the stressful situation. So you don't have to sit cross-legged in OM. You don't have to pull out your yoga mat and start doing sun salutations. You don't have to reach for chocolate or alcohol, none of which you had access to in that situation that you're describing, right?
Right.
You couldn't look at your commanding officer and say, you know, this mortar attack, 100 of you, no sleep, it's just one thing too many. Let me get out my yoga mat and do some yoga, and then I'll talk to you.
No, that was not.
That would not have gone over well, right? And so that's really something that I treasure so much in this system, my own use of the tools, is that you can literally use it on the spot in the middle of stress. And the other thing is that when you talk about centering yourself in your heart and the tools that you use, like quick coherence in that moment and freeze frame, we know that in a stress reaction, the higher centers of the brain shut down. And that's to our advantage. We're designed to do that because when your life is in danger, let's say if there's a tiger chasing you, you don't want to think about which way to get away from the tiger. Because by the time you've thought about it, you're lunch meat. So I'm always saying that our biology hasn't caught up to our technology. When you look at soldiers who are deployed in Iraq, you guys have tons of computer technology that you have to be dealing with. I would assume if a convoy gets attacked, it's not just a simple matter of running the fastest way you can away.
Right.
There's a lot of strategy involved in how you have to manage that situation. In order for you to access that strategy and what you've been trained to do, I would think that you need access to your higher brain function.
Yes. I am in an ideal world, absolutely.
Right? And so it's a perfect example of the fact that keeping your heart rhythm ordered so that your higher brain function can access what it needs is crucial in today's world for our survival, because the very survival systems in our bodies that have been set up to keep us alive when it was tigers we were running from don't work in this more complex day and age where we need that higher brain function to come online to respond, for example, to the situation like the one that you were in. And so I know, of course, the outcome of the story is that you got hired for the position that you wanted. What was it about your comportment during that mortar attack that your bosses were impressed with?
I was able to make a good first impression. I didn't go running for the nearest shelter. I was able to do my job. I was able to communicate with my my new bosses, and I was able to accomplish the things I needed to do, and I just gave off a very good good first impression, thankfully.
I think the communication piece is really key, because the verbal communication centers in the brain are in those higher centers that shut down under stress. So we've even had a Heart Start call where I think all of you got to see this happen for me. One of my dearest and most respected mentors, see, I can't even talk about it now without getting nervous and my hands sweating and my words getting jumbled, showed up on one of the Heart Start calls by surprise. And I just I wasn't able to communicate clearly at all because I went into the stress reaction. And so for the first 10 minutes, I could barely talk. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I have tools for this. That's what we're talking about. So I applied those tools, and then I was able to re-access those verbal centers in the brain. And similarly, you know, whether you're working with a corporate team, a sports team, a family, or a, you know, a military deployment, being able to communicate with each other in the midst of stressful situations is key to managing the outcome of those situations and to managing our own stress. And the only way we can do that is to keep from going into the immediate physiological stress reaction that shuts down the brain, the parts of the brain that are responsible for communication, and be able to keep access to those brain centers, which it sounds, Jake, like you were able to do in that situation.
Thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. So, you know, is there anything else you want to share in terms of how having the HeartMath tools helped you deal with your family during your deployment and before and after your deployment?
With my family. Well, luckily my family, my aunt, knew of you and referred me to you. That was by far the most significant way that my family helped. I was extremely lucky in that my family was very supportive of me, and I had no issues or problems at all with my family while I was deployed or before I was deployed. That's not the case for most soldiers, but I was very lucky in that respect.
I remember. I just remember the concern on the part of a lot of are you guys hearing a sort of beep in the background there? Or is that just me?
Mm-mm, I don't hear it.
Okay, good. Thank you, Holly. Just checking to make sure. So we've had some technical difficulties with these calls in the past. So I remember, Jake, just not only did you have your own fears before deployment to deal with, but you also were dealing with having to say goodbye to your mom and your girlfriend. And and I'm just wondering, you know, how you were able to use the HEART tools to ease that process. It's a long time ago now, so.
Okay, now you've brought me back there. One of the other things I was concerned about was breaking down emotionally when I had to say goodbye to my mother, father, and my girlfriend, and dealing with them breaking down in front of me as I was trying to get ready to do my job and try and have myself squared away so that I could leave, not freaking out and leave them with a nice image of me as I left. And I vividly remember my father crying as he said goodbye to me, and he couldn't even get any words out. He couldn't even get the words out to say goodbye.
Well, there's that brain shutdown under stress, right?
That was it.
Perfect example.
Being able to be in the moment and to have a plan to deal with that stress I was emotional with my dad at that point, but I was able to, you know, tell him that I loved him and that I was going to be fine and get across the things that I wanted to say to him.
Which, of course, leaves you with a lot more peace once you're deployed, because then you feel like what you wanted to communicate, you communicated, whereas I've talked to some other soldiers who just didn't feel like they could say, you know, or their wives, actually, who have lost their husbands, and they have all these regrets about their last moments together. And because they just couldn't find the words to express what they wanted to express. And even that can be a subtle form of stress for people.
Or not so subtle.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Another thing that I remember in our early days of coaching you that really inspired me in how you were able to handle things was the way in which you worked with your fears of not being able to really easily call your mom or your girlfriend for a whole year. And being one who obviously loved being on the phone so much that I created an entire business around being able to get on the phone every day at 5 o'clock and talk to people all over the world. I really empathized with that fear of like, oh my gosh, what if I couldn't call my family for an entire year? So this is actually something I've never asked you, Jake, but were there times, I know we talked about giving you access to the power of your heart at any time when you felt lonely or alone or like you wanted to talk to your girlfriend. We gave you tools specific for being able to kind of be able to do that through your heart rather than through the phone. And I'm just wondering if you found yourself while you were deployed in any situations where you used that tool.
Absolutely. I can remember the the first few nights that I was there and I was unable to call, and the sky in the desert is spectacular. The stars are amazing, and the sunsets are spectacular. I don't know if it's because of all the dust in the air or what it is, but they're absolutely spectacular. And I remember the first few nights not being able to sleep and being up and just wanting to connect with my parents or my girlfriend and not being able to. And, looking up at the sky and thinking, well, maybe they're looking at the same sky and connecting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that absolutely, feeling that connection helped for sure.
That's great. That's really, really inspiring to hear, because I thought about you obviously a lot while you were away, and I was wondering how you were maneuvering some of those things that you were afraid of. You know, there may not be other people on the call who have been deployed into a war zone, but I think probably everyone on the call can relate to life taking a sudden turn that they didn't expect.
Hey, Sheva, it's Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, welcome. Did you just join us?
Yes, I did. I just got home.
Welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. We have Jake Kubitz on the phone, who is a National Guardsman who has returned from Iraq, and he's sharing his tales of using the tools there. Courtney has studied HeartMath with me, and she's actually leaving for Croatia tomorrow. So maybe we can hear a little bit about your story, and I think Jake's story might give you some resources to take with you tomorrow, Courtney. I'm really glad you could make it.
Cool.
More things to add to your suitcase that won't add to the weight of your suitcase.
Yeah.
So I forget for a second where I was going with that, Jake, before Courtney
came
on. You
said something about a sudden turn in your life.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that everybody on the call can relate to that. Like, how did you first find out that you were going to be deployed? Was it a letter or a phone call?
It was an email.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was by email. It was very unexpected, and it didn't really give me an idea of where or when, but just that it appeared that it was going to be coming, and they were going to contact us shortly thereafter with more information. And about a day later, I got another email confirming that it was going to be Iraq, but they're very, they didn't tell us dates or anything like that, just when to report to start to train to get ready.
That would have been one of those times when you wished your computer had crashed.
Mm.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so funny because in the beginner HeartMath classes all the time I'm saying, look, we were meant to squirt the stress hormone cortisol into our system when there's a tiger chasing us, because cortisol is designed like an emergency response team, like an ambulance, to keep us alive in the height of danger. So it does things like clot our blood, right, which is good because if the tiger bites you then and you still get away, there's a good chance you won't bleed to death. But that becomes a problem if you're squirting cortisol into your system every time you don't get an email you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your email is definitely the top one that I've heard yet. We can all relate to getting disturbing emails. And so how did you handle the stress of that when it first happened? Because this was obviously before you had HeartMath tools.
I called my family and shared it with them. And I think I came home and went for a long walk with my dog. But that was it. I mean, I didn't really have a – I just talked to my family. That was the way I dealt with it.
Right, and again, that issue of not being able to just pick up the phone and call your family, because that's, you know, one of the – we're talking about how the HeartMath system can be used anywhere, anytime. It doesn't require a yoga mat or twisting yourself into a pretzel or that you have your prescription drugs with you and or that you have a phone even to be able to reach your family. And I end up working with a lot of people in coaching situations or in our classes who – are in situations like you, Jake, where they don't have access to the normal things that they use to cope with their stress. For example, even the Olympic athletes we work with, they can't bring cell phones with them. I train some of the people on the women's Olympic track team. They can't bring cell phones with them to the track. They can't even bring the M-Wave, the little biofeedback technology that we offer. All they have with them is themselves. And in a way, that was you in Iraq, right, Jake? It's you with you. All you have is you, but you always have with you your own heart.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons I love this system, because your heart goes with you everywhere you do. And so in accessing your own heart as your stress management tool, there's a kind of inner security that creates, because you know you've got it with you no matter what. You're not going to forget your prescription drugs or have them confiscated by the TIA, because the TIA can't take your heart. It's there for you no matter what. Now, you did have the M-Wave and the freeze framer, the computer version of our biofeedback software with you in Iraq, didn't you?
Yes, although not all. I didn't always have computer and power where I was living, but I was able to access it. It's a lot at the beginning, but then when I moved rooms, I wasn't able to anymore. But it was definitely something I used a lot when I initially arrived there to get my feet under me, so to speak.
Do you have any particular examples of how or where you use the biofeedback technology to help you get back into a better place?
I remember using it at night a number of times at night after we got attacked, and I just couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine trying to go to sleep after a mortar attack. It seems so counterintuitive. Oh, someone just tried to kill me. Okay, let me lay down and rest.
Yeah. Night-night.
Sweet dreams. And so did you find that using the software helped you then sleep after that?
It didn't always. I mean, I was definitely more at peace.
Mm-hmm.
But I did fall asleep sometimes, more often than not, but there were plenty of times. Just because of the heat as well, or the sandstorms, where sleeping was not easy.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that from when I travel in Nicaragua working with our street kids down there. I don't sleep much. But I use the freeze framer and the M-Wave quite a lot, our biofeedback technologies, when I can't sleep. And it's a really good point that you bring out, because a lot of our participants on these calls suffer from insomnia and the stress, both stress-induced insomnia and then the added stress that insomnia creates. And one of the things I teach them is, even if you can't fall asleep, if you get your heart in an ordered rhythm, which the biofeedback technology helps you to do and the tools help you to do, then you can actually be creating rejuvenating hormones that help rejuvenate you even if you're not sleeping. So you can still get rest even if you're not sleeping. Whereas if you lay there going, I'm not sleeping, then you're adding stress hormones into your system and you're draining yourself even more. So it's great that you were able to use the biofeedback technology when you couldn't sleep. It's another thing that we do, you know, with soldiers who are returning, who have post-traumatic stress, because, you know, if you have enough nights like that, then your body gets locked into, well, why would I sleep? You know, why? It doesn't know it's not in danger anymore. And so the freeze framer, the M-Wave and the M-Wave PC, these biofeedback technologies HeartMath has developed, help people's autonomic nervous system recalibrate so that they can not only be physically removed from the battlefield, but physiologically be removed from the battlefield and then start to rest again. I'm curious, Jake, I remember before you left when we were doing your coaching, you talked about seeing soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan who were, you used these words, I'll never forget this, emotionally blotto. That, you know, your greatest fear was not so much dying over there, but coming back emotionally.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, I lost you there for a second.
Did you lose us? What I remember you saying to me when we were preparing you to go was that your greatest fear was not dying over there, but coming back emotionally blotto, like these other
right.
soldiers that you were seeing who really lost it
right.
and freaked out. And so obviously when I remember how exhilarated you were when we were able to give you a science behind why people lose it emotionally, and some tools to stay on track. Did you see soldiers there who didn't have the resources that you did lose it, so to speak, as you described?
Yes, absolutely. And some of them turned to drugs while we were there fighting or and we actually sent a number of people home for mental health reasons. So absolutely. Since I've been home, I haven't really seen them. The only events I've seen people at were all happy events. But while we were there, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Very fuzzy.
I'm not sure what's creating that. Let me. I'm gonna hang up this phone in case it's me that's doing this, and I'll join you guys back in just a second. But Jake, keep sharing your story.
Thank you, Chef. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'll be right back.
It's bad phone. You still there? Hello?
I guess we lost Jake, too.
I think he thought maybe you were going, because he said, thanks, Cheval, I'll talk to you soon. But maybe he couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, this is Holly. Sheva's the one who was going off.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize there was someone else there.
That's
Hi.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple. Hi.
Did Sheva come back?
She's going to come back in a minute, but I guess, Jake, I misunderstood. Well, she can call him back when she gets back on the line.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. Did we lose Jake?
Yes.
Yeah.
we lost Jake. Let's see if we can get him back. My apologies for that.
Okay.
These working with technical challenges can be a great opportunity to use HeartMath tools. So, let's see. Let's So while we are in the process of getting Jake back, do any of you have any questions?
I just want to hear more of what he had to say, but I came in so late, but
well, one of the things that we might do is see about inviting Jake back again.
Did he feel like the heart math helped him a lot?
He actually said that heart math was the most important weapon that he had in Iraq.
Wow.
And the only one that he wanted to bring home with him.
Nice.
So, all right, so I'm going to see if I can get Jake back here. And Holly?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Maybe you
can hear me?
Talk. Yes, I can hear you. I was thinking you could just talk a little bit about some of what's covered in the beginner heart math workshop while I'm doing these technical difficulties. Would that be all right?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Holly's a heart math provider who's also a part of our year-long heart mastery program, and you could also share about heart mastery and what that entails.
Okay. Sure.
And I'll be right back with Jake.
Cool. Okay. So for anyone in the call who is not familiar with the Level 1 beginning workshop that she does it as a teleclass, and she also does 1- and 2-day workshops in person. She's restructured the format from how I learned it from HeartMath, so I'm not really going to go into the actual material, but everything you learn in the beginner class, you can essentially continue to ground and use over and over again to such depth. It's very simple, but I would say it's all you need. I mean, you know, we can all continue. I can't talk, so I must be under stress. She caught me off guard. You can continue on to intermediate and advanced classes, which are really amazing. I would highly recommend, if you haven't done any heart math tools, dive into that beginning class. And then her heart mastery program is a year-long program, which you essentially sign on to ground the tools every day in your life. It's wonderful because you get to meet with Sheva one-on-one once a month for your own private call. You have access to all of the teleclasses, beginning, intermediate, or advanced, depending on what level you're at, so you can keep going back and reviewing. You get a Sonesco testing of your neurotransmitters and hormone levels so that if there's any rebalancing needed there with your cortisol, DHEA, GABA, and serotonin, she can she does that 3 times a year if you want to participate. And she has a Friday call for all the Heart Mastery participants. Every Friday morning at 9, and she's always got wonderful treats for us to kind of help us take the tools and ground them into our lives, and it's been awesome. Awesome program. So if anyone ever wants to do it, I think she just started her beginning class actually last Tuesday, and I'm sure it's not too late to bounce in to that class. Does anyone have any questions about it?
I did an afternoon with her. That was great.
Mm.
And I'd like to jump in on the next round, but I will be in Croatia for the next 2 weeks. So.
Wonderful. Is that business or pleasure?
My mom's going to the Praxis Peace Conference, and so I just decided to trail along with her.
Oh, nice. Have you been to Croatia?
No, I never even had any, I'm usually like a tropical person.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Croatia? It sounds all bullet riddled and, you know, like typical American kid, I don't know anything about Eastern Europe. And then I started looking at pictures and, you know, looking at the history, and I was like, oh, I'll go there. This is an amazing place.
Mm. Yeah, I've never been. I guess that would be considered Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where did you do
So I am back, you guys, and I communicated with Jake, and he's trying to call in. I think we part of our technical problem there is that we tried through into the call. Is that you, Jake?
Yes.
Welcome. So I guess we figured out that three-way calling doesn't work on these conferencing lines with the recording and everything else. So thank you for your patience in calling back in. I'm sorry we lost you.
No problem.
So you were right. Yes, exactly. You were saying when we lost you. Do you even know when we lost you?
No.
Both of us at the same time. So do you want to let us know what the last thing you heard Jake share was?
He's talking about people over there freaking out, turning to drugs, fighting.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, that was like how people were dealing with their stress.
And that was, I don't want to, that was just, you know, some people. A lot of people... You had a lot of people just going to the gym or running, and there we had chaplains there, et cetera. So that was just – it wasn't everybody, but there was definitely a few people who freaked out and dealt with it negatively.
And you actually had a gym in Iraq?
We did. We were the fourth unit there for a tour of almost a year. And a third unit there for a tour of almost a year, and each unit had brought weights or a piece of equipment with them and added to a little gym that we had. And I was lucky; I was on an air base, so we had treadmills inside, and I was able to run outside once in a while as well. So
very amazing to think about. You know, one of the things that I shared before you came on the call, Jake, was that Memorial Day for me used to mean a day off from school. And now it has a whole other meaning to it, really. And I was thinking about you and your family today and thinking, gosh, you know, Memorial Day could have been them remembering you. And it must just be so poignant to get to be with them and add a whole new layer of appreciation. I know that's one of the things you shared in your letter to Congress, petitioning them to help, you know, other soldiers get this training that you've had about how much more appreciation these tools have given you just for the small things in life. I guess being with your family is not so small when you look at the fact that it could have been taken away from you. But I'm wondering... if there's anything you want to share also about the stress of coming home and going from being in a battlefield to flipping pancakes and mowing lawns.
Both of which I'm very happy to do now. but, yes, to go from that to the east end of Long Island, New York, where sort of near the epicenter of people more concerned with the superficial as opposed to the important parts of life that I come to appreciate. Just dealing with that, seeing that, could have, and I felt myself getting angry about that or getting up. I recognized it for what it was. But, you know, just recognizing that and dealing with that and dealing with that that stress.
It's one of the things we see a lot in the integration difficulties that soldiers have is here they are living with their lives on the line every second, and suddenly they're back at home and their girlfriend is looking at them saying, does this dress make me look fat? And the incongruence of the level of what people make important versus what they've been coming from
leads to a lot of anger and frustration and judgment that then alienates them from the world around them. And so what I hear you saying is that you really use the heart math tools to get over that hump so that you could enjoy your family instead of judge them for being superficial imbeciles.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll let you say it euphemistically, and I'll just say it like it is. But I really understand that personally. It's really me speaking for myself, because I didn't have the heart math tools when I first came back from the war zone that I lived in at 19, and it created terrible alienation between me and the rest of my family and friends, because they couldn't understand why the things that were important to them just weren't important to me anymore. And I didn't have a way to express it clearly because I was under so much culture shock, which is another form of stress, one that people take for granted and don't think about for soldiers coming home. But it is a culture shock to go from a battlefield back to normal day-to-day life.
Absolutely. And just dealing with it's a different kind of stress. And readjusting to people being concerned about, you know, not life or death issues, but other issues.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I also remember, Jake, from talking with you when you got home was that in rewinding our tape here for a second and looking at how some of the old other soldiers who didn't have heart math tools like you dealt with stress, I seem to remember that there was a soldier in your company who was dealing on the black market?
Yes.
Anything you want to tell of that story? Or?
Sure. Yes, he was taking used Army equipment and selling it to the local Iraqis on the black market and getting money and alcohol for the old Army equipment. And his company commander found out about it. And company commander was going to discipline him, and the sergeant, the supply sergeant, felt that he was being unfairly targeted, and the supply sergeant took two Claymore mines, and he put them in the company commander's room, and he had a detonator with him, and he detonated them when the company commander and his operations officer were with him, killed them both, threw in a couple grenades into the room to try and make it look like it was a mortar attack, and I was thinking about the company commander was he'd be 32 now, had a wife and two kids at home. He graduated from West Point. He lived in the Upper Hudson Valley. He worked on Wall Street. Was an extremely nice
We're getting quite a lot of background noise. I don't know whose phone that's from, but if you're just listening in, you might want to press *6 if you have background noise going on so that it's not bleeding into the call. Thank you so much for that. So what I remember also about that story, Jake, was that in some ways that was, as I recall, one of the more stressful situations for you being there because it was such a senseless death. A friendly fire in a way, and that having the heart math tools to be able to send heart to this company commander's family, his wife and his children, gave you a sense of power in the situation, like you had some way to respond, something that you could do in a situation that was so senselessly powerless.
Absolutely. I was actually on a different base when it happened, so I was looking to connect with him and his family and do something.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that we teach a lot of military wives who feel so powerless at home, wives and husbands, since now there are many women also deployed, where they feel so powerless to do anything to protect their loved ones or express their care for their loved ones, and having tools like the heart lock-in, which we teach in the beginner class, allow them a sense of real impact in being able to tangibly and practically do what we call send heart
to their family members who are overseas. So it works both ways. I'm curious, Jake, this being Memorial Day and you being a soldier, if you have any thoughts about how you'd like to see Memorial Day observed.
That's a good question. I don't have any ideas of generally about how people should do or any protocols they should observe. We hung a flag that I carried home. We hung that outside, and we visited one of the national cemeteries today, and just being there and doing something that brings some meaning to Memorial Day for people and their families, that would be my suggestion.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of other soldiers who don't have the HeartMath tools and the HeartMath system, some of them may well end up listening to this call on our website through our program, the Save the Soldiers program at the FIRA Foundation, soldiers who are in need of a way to deal with their stress. Is there anything that you would want to say to those soldiers?
I would say that I was extremely lucky to have been able to work with you and to learn the HeartMath tools and having a game plan for dealing with stress. And by stress, I mean the situations before I was deployed and while I was deployed and since I've come back. They allowed me to be successful in all phases of the deployment, and I think we should be teaching every soldier the tools so they have a game plan. I mean, they teach you what to do in almost every other situation, except they don't teach you how to deal with the stress of being in those situations. And
mm-hmm.
I think they would be more successful mentally, emotionally, and in everything they do if they had the HeartMath tools.
Well, we're doing our best here at FIRA to make sure that we can provide scholarships to soldiers to, at the very least, take our beginner course. And in a moment, I'll share with people what that beginner course entails. But before I do, Jake, and we want to definitely honor your time tonight. I don't want to take you away from your family any longer, but is there anything that you'd like to say that we haven't talked about or haven't covered that you'd like to express either to people who are just dealing with day-to-day stress or to soldiers that might be listening to this call?
It works. It absolutely worked for me. I feel as though it was a saving grace for me. I remember when we first talked, when I was sitting in upstate New York in extremely depressing situation, depressing area, and feeling as though I was headed towards doom and gloom, and HeartMath helped turn that around for me, and I had a game plan to deal with the stress that I faced, and it worked.
Well, I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to work with you, Jake, and I look forward to collaborating in the future to help many more people benefit from this and from your personal experience, which is as valuable as the tools themselves. I think stories are the best way for us to learn and for us to be inspired to keep going and to apply what we've learned when we know that it's worked for someone else. So I really thank you for taking the time to share your story. And just to let all of you know, also on July 28th, the FIRA Foundation has been collaborating with a Grammy-nominated artist who is doing a large concert in Los Angeles as a fundraiser for soldiers and their families to give them all kinds of care, including mental health care, pre- and post-deployment. So if anybody wants more information about the soldiers, fundraiser concert, they can also contact me about that and at sheva@fiera.com or 310-581-1507. Jake, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. From here on out, I'm just going to share with people a little bit more about the beginner workshop, and you're welcome to stay on for that, but I know you want to get back to your family. So I really thank you, and I hope that we'll get to have you again on a Heart Start call. You bring a lot of wealth in your stories and your wisdom.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Shiv.
Yeah, have a great Memorial Day, and I'm so glad that we're remembering you in the flesh.
Me too. Thank you.
Take care, Jake. Thanks again.
Thanks, Sheva. Take care.
So, materials that Jake learned in his 4 weeks of coaching with me before he was deployed, that's all that it took for him to feel like he had a solid game plan with his stress. We teach in the Beginner Heart Math Workshop, which you can take either as a telephone class or also in person in an all-day workshop. And during that Beginner Heart Math class, you actually receive the biofeedback technology similar to what Jake had in Iraq with him, called an M-Wave. Some people affectionately call it their stress iPod because it's about the same size. It shows you your heart rhythms in real time. You learn much more in that workshop about the science and physiology of stress and also of feeling good and performing at your best and how to get back there, obviously, even in the midst of a mortar attack. We teach people how to neutralize stress on the spot, engaging with life, as we said earlier in this call, and give people a proven way to lower their stress hormone levels, increasing their rejuvenation levels, which we talked about in this call relative to insomnia. And being able to replenish and rejuvenate yourself, getting rest even if you can't sleep. By the way, at Fiera, we also do pre- and post-testing for you before the class and after on your stress hormone, your rejuvenation hormone, and your neurotransmitter levels. A lot of people are on antidepressants to boost neurotransmitters, serotonin, but doctors aren't testing them for their serotonin levels. That's something that we do here at Fiera so that we can test exactly what neurotransmitters are out of balance, how your stress hormones may be involved, and give you non-pharmaceutical ways to interrupt or shift that inside yourself so that you become, in a way, your own internal pharmacist. We also teach you field-tested ways to transform stressful situations, field-tested by people like Jake in the ultimate stressful situations, and gain the power to resolve communication challenges, relationship conflicts, all types of stressors. You will learn how to reset the baseline of your nervous system, which, again, we spoke about when we talked about insomnia on this call, reducing your reactivity, your fatigue, and leaving you more centered and full of energy at the same time, so that centeredness, clarity become your default response to challenges and road bumps in life rather than getting knocked off the road. We teach people tools specific to being able to keep that higher brain function in line or working so that you can access, quote unquote, the more of your brain that people don't always access. They say that people are only using 20% of their brain capacity or something like that. A lot of that is due to stress shutting down the higher brain centers. We teach you tools specific to re-access those higher brain centers so that you can make better decisions, have more discernment, access your intuition to move with clarity through life's challenges, and 5 simple, easy-to-use tools that you can use anywhere, anytime, to access the wisdom of your heart and generate a life of true joy and vitality. These tools empower you to be the source of your own synchronized nervous system, slowing the aging process, balancing, as we said, your hormones, enhancing your energy, your health, your immunity, optimizing your brain function and performance, but above all, just feeling better, which is really the point. And so if you're interested in signing up for a workshop, the next one-day in-person workshop is in L.A. on June 16th, which is a Saturday, and the next telephone class begins Tuesday for 4 Tuesday evenings from 5 to 6:30 on Tuesday, June 19th through Tuesday, July 10th. If you have questions about any of this, that don't get answered on the call tonight or you're interested in registering for a class, you can call me at 310-581-1507 or write to me, Sheva@Fiera.com, S-H-E-V-A, at Fiera, F-Y-E-R-A.com. We also like at the end of these Heart Start calls to take some time to pay it forward. And tonight there are different ways that you can pay it forward. If you know someone or you yourself would like to make a donation to contribute to a scholarship for a soldier like Jake to be able to go through the beginner workshop, you can do that either online at www.savethesoldiers.org, or you can also contact me directly and I can talk with you about that. You could also attend the concert on July 28th, and that concert itself is a benefit to the soldiers. So you could also just take a moment to, again, drop into your appreciation of people that you remember today that you appreciate in your life, and just send your appreciation to them. Is another way to pay it forward, to pay the Fiera forward, the feel-good feeling of the gift of this balance and this hope for ourselves individually and for our world. I'm going to open up the phone lines here in case anybody has a question or a story they want to share from tonight's call. But we'll stop the recording function in a moment. And again, I just want to thank all of you for joining us. And if you know a soldier that could use a scholarship to one of our programs,